Welcome back if you've just tuned in. You're about 40 minutes late. We start the program after the top of the hour, but thanks for joining me. You missed a great interview. Pacific Legal Foundation, how you can lose your home owing $8.41. It'll be on the podcast, RadioRealEstate.com. So propositions are coming up. Vote no on Proposition 19 is the title of this particular LA Times article that has no name on who wrote it, so I can't remember. I printed it, and it's urging you to vote no on Prop 19. It says that 2 years ago, the California Association of Realtors Association put a costly, unfair, and blatantly self-serving initiative on the ballot. So you can tell right now, this guy loves realtors. Their measure would have offered older homeowners who already benefit from Prop 13, which you can also tell they hate, the state's property tax relief initiative, another huge and permanent tax break to spur more home sales. Wisely, voters rejected the initiative. The realtors went back to the drawing board. They retooled their original property tax change, combined it with a proposal to eliminate a generous tax break for inherited property, and threw in a funding promise for firefighters and convinced the legislature to put the package before voters. This is Prop 19, a cynical and unwelcome melding of good and bad tax proposals. You should reject it. One of the unintended consequences of Prop 13, the worst, is that it fostered inequity and helped widen the generational wealth gap. It taps the cap rate at 1%. Doesn't want to mention that a lot of older people who were getting taxed out of their home and had to sell got to keep their homes. But no, they're just talking about how it's not fair. Current law allows people who are over 55 or severely disabled, or if the property is destroyed by a disaster, to apply, and they call it the artificially low valuation of their homes. Well, it's not artificially low. It's the law since, what it was, in 1976. It allows them to transfer it. You know, if you're over 55, you own a two-story home, you get to transfer it once. It's called portability. But you can only do it within your county unless you're lucky enough to find one of maybe seven counties out of the 58 California counties that allow you to transfer your tax base. Most don't. Santa Barbara County does not. So they said this isn't good. Critics say this isn't good. You want to sell your house, move down, move closer to family. But if you're a fixed income, you can't afford the taxes on the new property. And the county that you're living in doesn't get to have that property sell at current market value and have the property tax go up. So hence Prop 19, that's going to allow you to take the existing law but force all counties to accept your low tax break. So this writer acknowledges that this could lead to more homes being sold, and that's why realtors like it. Yeah, this is it. With the realtors, all they're doing is trying to figure out how to get more commissions. It's just hard to believe that someone could be that cynical and believe that. The increase in sales might generate some additional tax revenue as a result of, oh, really? So they're acknowledging that. Some of the funding would be dedicated to fire protection. That's why the state firefighters union likes it. Cynical. But 19, it would just expand the inequities of the California property tax system. So clearly this writer would want to do away completely with Prop 13 because on its face, it's no good. It would give them a huge tax break. Well, they wouldn't give them a tax break. They already have the tax break, per se, and it would just allow them to move somewhere else. And presumably, someone else would then buy that home and the county would get more taxes. But here's what we do like about it. It would narrow a property tax break for people who inherit their parents' home if it's not their primary home. And so it's a give and take. So this initiative, Prop 19, look it up. It does actually take away some of Prop 13's benefits. And you could transfer your primary residence, and you could also transfer a second home or a business if it's less than $1 million. So it's good and bad. On the one hand, I'd love the portability. On the other hand, you know, what do you feel about this? Maybe you feel this aspect of Prop 13 is not so great, so you're willing to do away with that. So it'd be very interesting to see what happens with Prop 19. You don't want to get these people who inherit properties and then rent it out, and, you know, it's kind of not great. So you look it up. I've given you a little recap of someone who hates Prop 13. Obviously, they hate Prop 19, even though they're acknowledging it does do away with some of Prop 13's inequities. They think that this should be fixed in a constitutional amendment someday, but not giving homeowners a more enduring and market-distorting tax break. It's not giving them a tax break. They have what they have under Prop 13. They're just saying you could move it. Instead of just moving it within the county, move it to other counties. I don't know what Joe Holland thinks. Does he think that Santa Barbara will get more tax revenue from this? Maybe he'll come on with the tenant of the Raffaele case next week. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.